Welcome to day 8 of this Holy Week devotional journey. We are following Jesus during the week leading up to his death and resurrection. What did Jesus focus on? What was he concerned with? What does God want us to see? And how will we respond? Let's get started. Before we focus on the scripture, make space to be still and pray. Settle in to the next 15 minutes as you're prompted in different ways, followed by musical space. Let's begin by first taking some time to breathe deeply. Don't skip this practice, but wherever you are, take 5 deep breaths in and out. Now take a moment to cast your cares upon God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 that he cares for us. Do you have any cares, hopes, pain, or lies you need to let go of? Are there people or circumstances to give to God? Take a minute to do just that by praying, "Jesus, I give you." We will be making our way through the Gospel of Luke's account of Jesus' week leading up to his death and resurrection. Before you hear the scripture, one last time, take a few seconds to pause, and this time, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the living and active Word of God. Let's read Luke 24, 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in, but did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly 2 men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the men. "He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'It is necessary that the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the 3rd day.'" And they remembered his words. Returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, mother of James, and the other women with them were telling the apostles these things. But these words seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. When he stooped to look in, he saw only the linen cloths, so he went away, amazed at what had happened. Let's also read 1 Peter 1, 3-6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, even though now for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials. Before you hear this passage again, what stood out to you? What captured your attention? Just take a few seconds and ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight into the Scripture. Again, Luke 24, 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in, but did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the men. "He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'It is necessary that the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day.'" And they remembered his words. Returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, mother of James, and the other women with them were telling the apostles these things. But these words seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. When he stooped to look in, he saw only the linen cloths, so he went away, amazed at what had happened. Let's also read 1 Peter 1, 3-6. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, even though now for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials. So why is the resurrection important for everyday people? Why should our hope be in the empty tomb? One answer is that without the resurrection, our belief, work, labor, and endurance with Jesus are in vain. If Christ has not been raised, he is a dead liar and not worth our lives or devotion. But the tomb is empty. The empty tomb solidifies the hope the triumphal entry sparked and the cross ratified. The resurrection is essential because life is not easy. It is confusing and can be disheartening. Jesus said we would have troubles in this life while saying he overcame the world. But how did he overcome the world when there is so much brokenness, difficulty, and confusion? We know the world is not as it should be. There are examples all around us. We see people still use power for ungodly ends, and stories litter our news feeds of people enduring incredible suffering. Hurt and betrayal run rampant in most relationships. People most needing help often do not find it. People still get sick. People die. Life seems to roll on while hope seems elusive. Jesus shows us that there is hope in the middle of his story, in the midst of our lives. It might be hard to spot at first. It might be under our noses, around the corner, beyond what we can see. But hope is there if we look for it. True resurrection hope is not just realized when we remove the difficulty. Resurrection hope is a living reality amid the struggle, pain, and hurt, even if we're not delivered. We can trust God's good heart because the promise is that we will be delivered one day. It took the humility of the women in their confusion to remember the teachings and words of Jesus that it was necessary he be betrayed and killed so that he would rise from the dead, securing hope for you and the world. Jesus alone is our resurrection hope. Jesus stepped into this broken world to show us through his life, death, and resurrection that hope is not found in better circumstances, but secured by a good Father through his Son's work to be fully realized when Jesus returns to make all things new. This promised hope won't deteriorate. Christ is eternal. He will last. This promised hope cannot be tainted. Christ's faithfulness is pure. This promised hope will not fade. Christ will always be compelling. Jesus is our promised living hope. Our risen Savior King is worthy of all celebration and praise today. Now, pray back to God what stood out to you in a personal way. What insight, challenge, opportunity, promise, or truth stood out? Take some time right now to personalize and pray back to God what he has shown you in today's scriptures. Finally, we want to come away from our time with Jesus in the scriptures with an I will statement. What is God inviting you to do? To practice or to surrender? Take some time to pray and write down your I will statement. Then share it with someone you trust and who will encourage you to do what God has said to do. Thank you. This concludes today's devotion. We hope this deepens your passion to spend time with God. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us.